They're running over people, bumping into stuff, knocking over stuff in the grocery store. I am longing to do that in Target.
In Target.
All right. Like on a busy day, like on a weekend, just run.
That could be fun, actually. That could be a lot of fun.
I know, right? Or dress up like Lara Croft, get some guys to dress up, and then just roll through the store and start crying. Blam, blam! Run over in the grocery store and say, I found a treasure. So much to do, so little time. All right. So if you guys are watching Twitter, I tweeted about half an hour ago that we got some lovely exclusive screenshots from the new Dead Island DLC in a release date, which I will tell you in just a moment. Also, something else I got Ginger is bugging me about, so I'm going to be quiet and let her do her piece while I finish. And that's we got some exclusive, I mean very exclusive, as in we just got them screenshots from The Secret World. And let me tell y'all, see it. If you didn't want to play Secret World before, you will after you see
it. I'm so jealous.
That is. What do you mean you're jealous? You're getting to see him.
I do get to see him, but I haven't got to see him yet. You've seen him. I'm jealous.
Well, you're going to get to probably play before anybody. So. It's good to be the redhead. Who is Twittering? Is that you, Ginger?
Yeah, that'd be me.
Where's my Twitter buddy? We can't say the secret word unless he's there. You know who?
I don't know.
Where are you?
I know. I was like,
You're not here today. You may not get the secret word.
Uh-oh.
I know he was mad about his sandwich and, you know, sandwich issues last week, so maybe he's off talking about sandwich. All right. Ginger, what you got?
All right, people. I am going to give you a warning ahead of time. This is probably not safe for your boss, so turn it down. It's like kids' ears. Are you ready? Are you done? Did you do it? Okay. GamePolitics.com this morning, Saints Row Penetrator altered in Saints Row the Third for Japan.
It's like we didn't know it was coming.
Ding dong ditch. It looks like Japan is not comfortable with a giant sex toy weapon in Saints Row. Saints Row the Third. Even though the game's received the highest rating it could for its content in the region, C-Row-Z, basically adults only, the Saints Row Penetrator had to be altered for the game to be released in the region. A THQ representative told Game Informer that due to stricter guidelines in Japan, the publisher had to remove the veins and physics from
veins? Are you kidding me?
From the in-game Penetrator weapon for its release in Japan. The Penetrator is a 3-foot-long purple rubber dildo attached to the handle of a baseball bat. Depiction of genital parts is prohibited in Japan. The game releases here in North America and Europe November 15th. Japan gets it November 17th. All right, Japan, I have to say, you guys are some of the kinkiest people I have ever heard of.
Yes.
And y'all cannot deal with a dildo in a game?
Yes, with a giant schoolgirl over the the tracks and panties showing and that whole... Yeah, they're...
Exactly. Y'all are the kinkiest, craziest little sex scenes I've ever
seen.
They are. I mean, there's a place that you can go and get, like, schoolgirl panties out of, like, a candy vendor.
I'm going to refrain from commenting because I don't want to be cut. I'm just going to say it.
y'all are interesting.
All right. Well, because you all were waiting, and somebody's already complaining. Good morning, Security Files. Wants to know if Saints Row. See, I got Saints Row on the brain. Woo! If it hadn't hit anybody else. Okay, so he's He wants to know if Dead Island has fixed their errors. You know, honestly, I know there's a ton of errors in Dead Island, but I love it so much, I don't even notice. And that means, in my eyes, it's a great game. They got some things they need to fix, yes. However, the DLC, I'm about to put this online right now for you guys that are at work, and maybe you want to go read it. And some of you are just like, I want to see the pictures. They're up now, right now. Go look. Front page. Featured.
You can't make me.
The name of this lovely new DLC is called Bloodbath.
Ooh, that's hot.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. I'm not done yet. The release date for this?
Uh-oh. Did I disconnect or did you?
Oh, you know what? I'm talking. I think I hit my button. Did you hear that?
I heard it was about the release date is, and then you went quiet.
Perfect. Okay. Release date,
suspense, that's not right.
Suspense is November the 22nd.
Ooh, that's so far.
Yes, some of you are off those days. You will be home killing zombies and cooking turkeys. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, just do not threaten to blow up your Best Buy if you do not.
Well, no, it's DLC. DLC, so they won't have to blow up anybody. Don't call Microsoft and threaten. Microsoft, you don't want to threaten. You know, 90% of our operating system, they don't got to come get you. They can brick your Xbox and your computer from wherever they are. Just saying.
Well, you want to threaten us? You want to threaten?
No, I don't think you do. Like, how about your Windows don't work anymore?
Ooh. That's so fun. That is no fun.
Mm. All right, well, go ahead.
Is it my turn again?
It is your turn.
All right, I'm going to steal it before Corey can.
What?
You, Corey. The moment all Zelda fans have been waiting for. Almost here.
Wow.
Because I am evil, that is why. Mm-hmm. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword is due for release on the 18th of November 2011 and is already garnering high critical acclaim. 4 days, people, 4 days before we lose our Corey. Nintendo celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Epic Adventure series. The Legend of Zelda, to cap off what has been a year to remember for Zelda fans, Nintendo is set to launch one of the most highly anticipated The Legend of Zelda titles of all time, The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, exclusively for the Wii on the 18th of November across Europe. The Legend of Zelda across Europe? Wait a minute, do we not get it? The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword lays the foundation for the events in The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, which is frequently cited as one of the greatest video games of all time. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword is already garnering high critical acclaim and is looking certain to surpass the review scores from any other game in the series. Leading video game publications from across the world have been keen to point out how much they've enjoyed playing the game. I'd like to say y'all didn't give it to us, so I'm not going to read your reviews.
Be nice, Ginger, be nice.
No.
Should I have to deal with no?
No. Exactly.
There's another word behind it that she can't say during daytime, but trust me, it begins with a B.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think I will. Mm-mm, no. All right, so the 18th of November, you across Europe will be getting it. They did not give me a date for the U.S. Are we getting it the same day?
No clue.
Well, again, this is exclusively for the Wii, so if you don't have one, you can't play.
Wait a minute. Why was I thinking that was for the DS? So you just might lose me. You just might. I'm being honest. You just might lose me.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you.
We need you, Corey.
Whatever.
You'll see what I have to put up with.
I got games to play. By the way, Ginger and I were talking before the show. Okay, you've heard us talk about Modern Warfare and Battlefield 3 and the whole hoopla. Well, I got to say, guys, wait a minute, after I sneeze.
Bananas.
Okay, had to mute because I can't block your drums and stuff. I got to say, I did enjoy Modern Warfare. It is extremely glitchy, extremely glitchy. Forget the story because I was not into it before,
really?
So it's not a repeat for me. It's new. But it is extremely glitchy, and I will also tell you this. It is not nearly as pretty as Battlefield 3, and I am not a graphics-type person. I'm usually looking for good gameplay, but it's not pretty as Battlefield 3, so I was not awed by the graphics or anything. But I had fun. Could have something to do with who I was playing with, too. So I had a lot of fun. The plane crashing thing, the co-op, awesome. I have not played single player. I probably won't. Some games I just single player doesn't do anything for me. It's much more fun to hear, you know, the ginger in the ear yelling, screaming, you know, the stuff that she yells, the whole face down and not in the fun way type of thing that they like to yell when we're playing. If you haven't played with us, you probably need to add us on Xbox. We're a whole lot of fun to play with. We can say some things that we can't say here on our show during the day. Even on Thursday night, you hear some stuff you won't normally hear, so fun. But it's not horrible. I wouldn't give it a perfect score as some of the reviewers are doing. I'd say it's about midway. And having played Battlefield, definitely they paid for those reviews, because I wouldn't give it a perfect score. But it's fun depending on who you're with. Otherwise, no. I would advise you swing by your red box and get... Ah, that's the other thing I got to do I want to tell you guys about over the weekend. So when I got the call, we're doing some Modern Warfare, do you have it? No, I'll go by the red box. I went to their website to look it up, and it showed me that a couple of red boxes around me had it. But when I got there, there were none. So let me just tell you how high-tech we are, the tech bitches we are around here at Gamingatrix. I sat in my truck, downloaded the Redbox app, located a new one, reserved it while in the line at the Taco Bell, and drove up and got it. Bam. It took me less than 10 minutes. That's hot, right?
Are we having issues? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Horace asked, where's the 11 a.m. show? So I was just wondering.
I don't see anything.
Okay. Maybe it's just him.
It must be just him, because everybody else can hear us. Jay responded to, he wanted to hear
it first. That is true.
Boobs.
Okay.
People are giving, don't give out your gamer tag on Twitter like that. Guys,
no.
Contact us in private. We'll give you our tags. You can give us yours. Make it all slow. Oh, I'm sorry. What were we talking about again? Oh, yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. Bad ginger. Anyway, Redbox is totally awesome. Loving them. If you got any near you, good way to go. If it's a game you're not sure you want to play, go rent it. And no, they are not paying us. We just like to give people credit for good work. All right, Ginger. Am I supposed to be doing a story? I have given a bunch of other crap that nobody wants to hear about. Okay. Let me do a really quick story for you guys. Okay. Oh, I was going to tell you about Secret World. Duh. That's why I had it open. Car's crazy. Okay, well, today, this week, Funcom is kicking off what they're calling the Week of the Templars for the Secret Society. The screenshots are currently up on GamingAtrix.com. If you want to take a look, they are beautiful. So throughout the week, they're saying all eyes will be on the historic and uncompromising Templar Society, one of the three secret societies that's being represented in the modern-day MMO, The Secret World. So which one are you? They're still taking beta sign-ups. You can go to thesecretworld.com. They do make you take a test, so you can either pick who you want to be or see what your personality is most like. And what were we, Ginger? Illuminati?
Yes, Illuminati.
Yeah, cutting is going to happen. Mm-hmm. The Templars, of course, is the most uncompromising and traditional of the three in-game secret societies. They are based in London. The focus of the Templars, of course, is their crusade against darkness, which would be those other people. We're not the darkness. We're in the middle. We cause all the chaos. We keep them, the darkness and the light, you know, fighting against each other. We switch according to what we want.
Fight.
Yeah, we're all about us. Throughout the week, Funcom will reveal something new about the Templar Secret Society every day, which you can come to our site to find, GamingAtrix.com, ranging from some articles, artwork, screenshots, video, exclusive Q&A sessions that are going to be hosted on the official The Secret World Facebook, and we do have some video for that too. All that stuff is going up. Keep watching GamingAtrix.com. And we're one of the selected sites that gets it, so you won't be able to find it everywhere, because we're special. Going behind the scenes, the Templar Secret Society is both exciting and revealing. Remarkably little is known about the inner workings of this organization, despite its well-known public image. This is from Ragnar Tornquist, who's a senior producer and director for The Secret World. He says, uncompromising and fiercely brutal, the Templars is an organization with a single goal, to eradicate evil no matter how long it takes them. This is a great opportunity to shed some light on the Funcom Secret Society. Again, you can find all this lovely information, screenshots, and what have you on our site all this week. We're very excited. I'll tell you how bad the Templars are. I learned about the Templars in school, but I didn't pay any attention to them until I started playing Assassin's Creed. And I went to the Renaissance Festival 2 weekends ago, guys, and I saw a guy with a Templar uniform on, and I swear to you, I went looking for sword. I was like, wait a minute, this is not a game.
Not a game.
He was about to get cut. Where is my sword? Where is my knife? He has to go down.
do not be stabbing people. Do not be beheading them. It'd be bad.
Good thing I didn't have one because he would have gotten cut. And then I went up to him and I told him that, and he started laughing. He said, "Oh, there's a group of us here." And then they all came out. I felt very uneasy. I think I need to stop playing so much Assassin's Creed. I was like, "Ooh, do I need to jump from the rooftops or something? This is not good. All these Templars.
Not good.
too many of y'all. Stand away. Stand away." Anyway, Tinja, what else do you have for the lovely people?
I've got a kissing contest.
A kissing contest.
Yes, yes. $2,000 for a kiss.
Oh.
Austin Game launches Kiss Island Kissing Contest. And, oh, my gosh, there was a hair that was, like, driving me nuts. All right. So, Austin Games has launched an online Kiss Island Kissing Contest with a $2,000 prize for the best kissing video on YouTube. The contest is dedicated to Kiss Island for iPhone and iPod Touch. The fun action title with survival fighting and sweet kisses award story line by Austin Games. The event is a great opportunity for iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad users to unleash their creativity. iOS gamers can win $2,000 for just a kiss. The participants are requested to shoot a romantic video in front of their phone, iPhone, camera, or ask somebody to do it for them, and upload the footage to YouTube. The registration The registration procedure, as well as voting on the contest page, is quite simple and quick. Upon registration and moderation, the kissing videos will be rated in 3 standard and 1 super categories. The most passionate and sincere the most passionate and sincere kiss is assessed at $300. The most technical kiss is assessed at $300. The most funny or unusual kiss is assessed at $300. And the super category, a kiss that combines features of the above 3 categories, is considered super kiss and assessed at $1,000. One and the same kissing video can be nominated in all 3 standard categories and 1 super category at once. This way, the author can earn $1,900 plus $100 more from the Austin Games for an outstanding victory in all categories, which totals $2,000. I feel bad for whoever's having to moderate these videos. Do you know how much porn they're going to have to go through?
It might be some from us. Okay.
We need a video of Corey and Snow kissing. Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to be me and her? You know what? I'm done. I'm done. I only like the guy lips. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I am so not gay. I kind of wish I was. Seems like it might be easier to be on the other side.
No.
It's not easy. This is my gay girlfriend telling me it's not easier on this side. Women are crazier than men. I don't know. I guess it probably would be worse if I was gay. I'd probably slap a girlfriend because, you know, I'm reluctant to slap a guy because, you know, it requires some bobbing and weaving, you know.
Uh-huh,
but
yeah.
A girl, I could just knock her down.
Yeah.
What'd she say to me?
Okay. I don't know. With my girlfriends who have girlfriends, yeah, it sounds like a mess to me, and I'll stick with guys. Thank you.
I'll be like that lady that was on Tyra a couple years ago. I'll just be in love with inanimate objects. Coffee cup, it's you and me. All right. So,
computer.
I love you, computer. All right. So, unfortunately, I have no charts for you this morning. The people they sent one over, and they said that the numbers for Modern Warfare were incorrect. Or the figure was unverified, although you have some media outlets that are reporting that it's number one, but what we have gotten is that it's incorrect, so we have to wait. They don't want us to put anything up because it's incorrect. So anybody that has it up now, trust me, it's wrong. I'm not going to say it's wrong. It's unverified that it made number one is what's going on. Anyway, other news, GI.biz is reporting that sales for games in October here in the U.S. very, very low. Sales of physical products, or rather more specifically, during October, increased only marginally in October, despite the release of Battlefield 3 and Batman Arkham City, which are 2 huge titles. According to sales monitor NPD, total video game sales were up 1% from $1.3 billion to $1.5 billion, with hardware up 6% to $295.6 million and accessories up 3% to $621.3 million. Total software sales for home consoles, portables, and PC games were up 1% to $649.1 million. And in months, of course, where seven of the top 10 new game titles were released, EA's Battlefield 3 just sold just under 2 million units here in the U.S., although NPD admitted that it was unable to track digital sales of the game with a strong heritage of digital downloads. Warner's Batman Arkham City sold 1.5 million units during October as well, but the weak growth now indicates to NPD that sales for the entire year will be flat at best or are down by 2%. In comparison to 2010, and of course, analysts are expecting a larger increase of double digital sales growth. I think everybody's just waiting until Christmas, to be honest, because the economy is so bad, you can't just go out. We can't go gaming willy-nilly like we used to. You know, we're planning, you know, I want Battlefield and Arkham. I want Skyrim, which I played this weekend also, and I am madly in love with, but I cannot get all of them, and some of the game companies, even they're tightening up. We get a lot of, we have you on, you know, the list to receive it, but they can only hand out so many copies, whereas it used to be willy-nilly. You just receive copies of stuff I didn't even ask for, and which I didn't like. Sometimes it wasn't great stuff we got, but yeah, sometimes they open up the mailbox and just stuff you didn't even ask for. Oh, I got your address from so-and-so, and here's some stuff. I think last year we got like,
I wasn't going to do with it, but all right.
Yeah, last year we got like 30 games in at Christmas that they wanted us to review all during Christmas. And unfortunately, it was for DS, and I'm the only one here on staff that has a DS. So I'm sitting with family members going, okay, you play this, you play this, you play this. You got 2 hours, and write it down on this paper.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah, so see, anybody listening who loves me, I need a DS.
So last year... Yeah. Yeah, you need to be. So that was last year. But this year, the same company's like, we don't know if we're going to be able to send it. Can you look through this list and pick five that you like, and then we'll send it to you? Yeah, so it's a bad economy. I don't think it's that anybody's, you know, the games are bad. We just don't have the money we had even last year. All right. Ginger, what you got?
I have got, well, if I can find it. There we go. This was kind of, I don't know what to think about this. Not really a game, not really a movie. Okay. Dark Star finally sees release date confirmation, PC Mac hybrid version to hit UK Irish retail still in December 2011. Dark Star is now scheduled to start appearing on the shelves of UK and Irish retailers by December 9th, 2011. Dark Star received a PEGI age clearance for people aged 16 years or older. Dark Star is set on the post-apocalyptic future in the year 2499. Captain John O'Neill awakens from cryogenic sleep aboard the lost and damaged starship Westwick. The ship's considered voice informs O'Neill that he has been asleep for 312 years, such a long time that his memories are gone, a side effect of being in hibernation centuries too long. A breathtaking journey through space and time begins as the player explores the haunted starship, searching for answers and clues as to what the true mission is. Backstory cinema is unlocked as areas are unlocked and made accessible, and the epic story unfolds on this drifting and broken starship somewhere on the other side of the galaxy as it orbits a strange alien planet. That was my voice. Players must utilize their wits and ingenuity to discover what has happened to the Earth, the starship, and its crew. They must find out what has happened to O'Neill's partner, Ross Perryman, why pilot Paige Palmer still slumbers in her cryo chamber, and who savagely murdered navigator Alan Burke during his long session in suspended animation. O'Neill soon discovers that the Earth has been destroyed and the crew of the Westwick are the sole surviving members of the human race. Or
oh,
are
no!
I know. That's you can wow. All right. So, yeah.
Alan, no, ma'am.
Dark Star, both an adventure game and an interactive movie, features more than 13 hours of full-motion video sequences to tell its amazing story. More animated footage than any other game in history is packed into this adventure with over 24 exhilarating alternate endings. The cast of the live actors features Clive Robertson, starring Captain John O'Neill, as well as the original cast of the American cult television comedy series Mystery Science Theater 3000, including Trace Bielo, Beth Bees McKeever, Joel Hodgson, Mary Jo Seale, Frank Conniff, and J. Elvis Weinstein. Dark Star is narrated by the late, great Peter Graves, his final performance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I want this. But this sounds really neat. An interactive movie that's a video game.
Well, that's what they are like anyway.
Well, Yeah, but I don't know. This just sounds, or maybe it's all romanticized. It sounds really cool.
That's the thing that's missing from Skyrim. I need my romance. Yeah, I like my Fable has my romance, and I like to woo my husbands, my suitors.
Husbands.
Notice that has an S on the end, people.
That's right, because I have 7 in Fable 3. Whatever. The princess would be so pimplicious, the high pimpstress of the kingdom. The high pimpstress of the kingdom. You all know she would be. If you were a princess, ladies out there. Guys, if you were the prince, you'd be a high pimp too of the kingdom. You'd have several women if you could. Anyway. Yeah, so I need my romance back, people at Bethesda. Well,
as was.
Samsung is looking at iPhone 4 saying, fine, you win. Venture Beauty is reporting this morning, Korean electronics manufacturer Samsung has decided not to pursue a lawsuit to block the sale of iPhone 4S in South Korea, as it apparently feared backlash from Korean consumers wanting to get their hands on the latest Apple device. I say not. Isn't it over in that general region, and no disrespect to our Asian peeps, but I'm saying that general region because we live in Texas. We could fit China, Japan, Korea, all of you in our state. That's why I say that region. I'm going to get cut. Samsung, of course, previously declared its intention to block the sale of the iPhone 4S using lawsuits in Italy, France, Australia, and Japan, but the company was unsure if it would continue the legal battle on its home front in South Korea because it could look bad from a public relations standpoint. I guess that's smart. We concluded that we should engage in legal battles with Apple in the global market, but not in order to gain more market share in Korea. This is from an unnamed people's over at Samsung. Didn't want to give out his name.
unnamed people's.
I said people's. We want to throw you off. It might be 4 or 5 people. It could be one. Apple and Samsung, of course, have been throwing the mud and the jelly and the oil in the pits around the world since April, when Apple sued Samsung in the U.S. for slavishly, is the word they use, copying the designs of the iPhone and iPad with its Galaxy phones and tablets. Samsung then turned around and said, nah, 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 and filed a countersuit against Apple in the U.S. that didn't do anything, but the battle also extended to the U.S. International Trade Commission, which can block the importation of devices into the U.S. The U.S. court trial between Apple and Samsung will likely happen next year in July.
Uh-huh.
Apple designers like Jonathan Ive and Christopher Stringer are supposed to complete depositions for the case before December the 1st. The relationship between Samsung and Apple still remains very complicated because Apple still purchases large quantities of chips and other components manufactured by guess who? Samsung.
Wow, that's not just the most messed up thing.
That's like a parent-child relationship. You know, the teenagers, they love their parent, but they hate them at the same time.
Yeah,
that's interesting. And for those of you who don't know, all deposition means is they have to go into the office and answer some questions. I hate when they just can't say, we're going to ask them some questions. And people feel all nervous. They're just going to call you in. They're going to sit here, fill out this form, and it has questions on it, and then we're certified, bam, and then you go. So nothing is going to happen. It doesn't mean anything. Deposition. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ginger, what you got?
I have got Call of Duty Elite subscribers get a free month.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. They pulled it from GameSpot.
Wait a minute. Call of Duty gets a free month. Where are they paying for it?
Call of Duty Elite.
Oh, okay. Continue.
Yeah.
Continue then.
Because of all the issues at launch, Activision announced that it will give 1 month of free time to all Call of Duty Elite subscribers. Activision's social network built around tracking statistics various Call of Duty games launched this week with the release of Modern Warfare 3 on Tuesday. At launch, the service suffered from a number of issues and continues to be online sporadically. Yeah, see, I told y'all people this thing was not good. Not good, but, you know, what if y'all want to waste your money on that's your thing. The Elite website status page was updated today with a statement from the company saying that all premium members, yeah, if this is any kind of indication what their service is like, no thank you. All right, so the Elite website status page was updated today with a statement from the company saying that all premium members will receive a 30-day extension on their year subscription to make up for the service's rocky start. Last week, Activision revealed that it had to delay the launch of the PC version of the service. The official update also promises Elite users that all of their match stats are being stored and that the game performance is not being affected by the issues related to Elite. Activision will be limiting access to the service via the web and console applications, with priority going to paid members. All right, so I'm curious. Are you only able to buy a year of the service at a time? Because otherwise the people who are paying month by month are kind of getting screwed on this deal.
Very much so.
That's not cool.
Very much so. Yeah. that's one of those, I don't know what to say. I'm very sorry, people.
Yeah, me too. This just goes to show you, Activision. Yeah.
You needed to fix the bugs in your game instead of charging people more money. I'm just
saying. You did. You released this game that is getting, all right, you paid for great reviews from reviewers, but the actual people playing are giving this game horrible reviews. And then you come out with Call of Duty Elite, which apparently does not work.
Well,
this is not good. This is not good. Is this any kind of indication how the company's going?
Well, I don't know. They're going to have to. I'm looking for a patch in the next few days. And there was one that I downloaded at first, but it did not help some things. And at first we thought it was the connection, because, you know, my connection is shoddy around here. But it was not the connection. It's just, you know, I should not be able to fall through the wall when I'm supposed to be inside a plane. I'm just saying.
that is not good.
Yeah, some kind of crazy insanity, or I think there was a part, the submarine. I'm giving away. Those of you who haven't played Modern Warfare and you're planning to, just turn away for a second. Where you're in the submarine, you have to come outside of the submarine when you get to the end, and person I was playing with could not get out, could not find the place to get out. It disappeared apparently after I came through. So yeah, fix your game, Activision, and then worry about other stuff, because, well, this will be fun, because it's close to Christmas, and the little ones need presents, and some of you out there have all these nieces and nephews and babies and stuff that you need to buy for. Well, PBS, and you should buy this, because PBS needs all the support they can get, are announcing today their very first augmented reality app for iPhone and iPod Touch for the little ones, called Fetch. Lunch Rush is the name of the game. It's now available on the App Store. It is absolutely free. Okay, so you can download.
Ooh, we like free.
Yes, you can download this for the little people and sit them in the back of the car and let them have a good time. It uses the camera on the iPhone or iPod Touch to overlay computer-generated graphics on top of the physical real-world environment, extending PBS's leadership, of course, into the augmented reality as an educational tool. Fetch. Lunch Rush opens a new world of learning by teaching kids ages 6 to 8 math skills like addition and subtraction.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, while blending the virtual and real world into a true – you see how I said yes? All, like, I was talking to Ginger like she's a little kid. Oh, I'm sorry. I go all there with the babies. I went to Walmart and it was just like, oh, I wanted to kiss all of them in there. Okay, so augmented reality, of course, is becoming a popular marketing tool and a compelling feature for gamers, but no one had yet fully explored what it could mean for the little people. That's why Jason Fiken, who's a senior vice president, interactive product development and innovation over at PBS, he told us he was among the first to offer educational. Actually, they're among the first to offer educational augmented reality kids content when they launched Dinosaur Train Hatching Party Online, which is an online game last year. How did we miss that? And, of course, which the player's real world intersects with a virtual environment online to help them hatch a dinosaur egg. So they're very excited.
That sounds familiar.
We may have missed that one. But he says, we're excited to expand the exploration of this particular space by launching their first augmented reality mobile app and continue PBS Kids leadership in using new technologies to further learning. The Fetch Lunch Rush app is designed as a 3D game, which helps kids visualize the math problems they're trying to solve. This is from Leslie Rottenberg, who's the Senior Vice President of Children's Media at PBS. She says, at PBS Kids, our goal is to use media to nurture kids' natural curiosity and inspire them to explore the world around them. We can't wait to see what this new app will mean for furthering the exploration. The Fetch Lunch Rush app was produced by PBS member station WGBH and is based on the PBS Kids Go series Fetch with Ruff Ruffman. Also, I love the names that come up with the kids stuff, by WGBH. It is a multiplayer app. So Ruff Ruffman has to collect the lunch order for his studio crew. The challenge is to keep track of how many pieces of sushi everyone wants using augmented reality markers, markers which are printable handouts that prompt activity within the app. The app uses 3D imaginary to reinforce the early algebraic concepts, helping kids to make the connection between real objects and corresponding numeric symbols. The Fetch Lunch Wrap, Lunch app, again, is available for free from the App Store on iPhone or iPod Touch. And this is good for those of you who will have them with you out shopping for Christmas, or you are like me. I'm the person everybody drops them off over here while they go shopping.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be handing out here. Here's a phone for you. Here's an iPad for you. Here's your mom's phone. And here's your mommy's phone. Now, everybody, let's do math. Let's do some math.
That is kind of cool. That is kind of really neat.
Now, the PBS, I do want to say this, the PBS Kids mobile apps to date has been downloaded about 1.4 million times. And, of course, I'm sure they have some ads, so make sure you click them. This is PBS, and they need the money, really.
They do.
Yeah, because they're a private nonprofit corporation, but they've been hanging on by a thread since I was little, so I want to keep them around.
All right, well, it's my turn again. Since we're on the topic of things that, you know, help kids, this is not going to help just kids. It actually can help adults, too. BBG Entertainment announces Einstein Brain Trainer for Apple iPad now available.
Oh.
BBG Entertainment, a leading producer, I don't care about that, released its digital download game, Einstein Brain Trainer, for the Apple iPad. Einstein Brain Trainer is a multiplayer experience available for $2.99 Lindens, Franks, something, pounds, euros, on the App Store. The game allows you to challenge your brain and train in a playful, motivating way on a regular basis.
And what if I'll move to?
It's for you. It addresses gamers and non-gamers alike and combines high entertainment value with brain exercise that automatically adapts to the level of each player. Test subjects can brace for the for sequential exercises that will further challenge your mental efficiency. The brain exercises can also be performed by more than one person on one iPad in the game's hot seat mode. Finally, families, friends, and acquaintances can truly have a battle of the minds. You can also compete online with fellow players all over the world. Simply hit the game center button to be entered into the global high score list. As easy as it is, the online high score ranking is great fun for everyone. The much-revered physicist Albert Einstein assists the players in the game. Einstein guides them through their training and gives them advice and motivates them to keep exercising the various regions of the brains on a regular basis. All areas of the game were individually designed with high levels of creativity, which helps make the truly unique Brain Trainer a blast to play. All right, so I've got screenshots and everything up on GamingMatrix.com this morning. If you want to see it, head over there and check it out. Again, this is £2.99, pounds, francs, lindens, something. And is Apple and is available in the App Store now. Apparently, I need this.
Well, I got some bad news for you, Windows users.
No, I'm a Windows user. No.
Windows, correction, Windows 7 phone users.
Oh, okay.
Unity is not coming to Windows from 7. Gamma Sutra's reporting this morning, Unity Technology CEO David Helgeson says the closed design of Microsoft Windows Phone 7 environment means the platform will not be getting support from the company's popular game engine. They also spoke to the people over at Develop. Helgeson said the company couldn't support the Windows Phone operating system because it's a relatively closed system, so you can't run native content. Where have we heard this before? Could it be on the Xbox? Windows Phone 7 currently only supports apps written in Microsoft XNA or Silverlight environments, which is why I got rid of their dev kit about 5 minutes after I downloaded it. I was like, what the hell is this? I can't do that. Bye. There's also a special exemption that is required to allow for third-party engines. So Unity has been in discussions with Microsoft to get such an exemption, Helgeson said, but they couldn't open up the platform, and that led us to decide not to support it. While the Unity engine could be rewritten to work with Microsoft's environment, as has been done with Flash, that move would require a huge amount of work and with uncertain results, he added. That said, Helgeson said the company said the company is looking ahead to Windows Phone 8 and is hoping it'll be easier to work on that system. Unity's engine currently supports development on iOS and Android, as well as PC, Mac, web browsers, and the major home video game consoles. Windows Phone 7's app marketplace currently has about 39,000 apps, 16% of which are filed in the games category. This is according to the WPC 7 app list. Microsoft's mobile platform has had some trouble making a significant impact in the U.S., representing only 5.6% of all smartphone users, according to a recent ComScore report. Well, I got to say, I've seen the Windows Phone, and they were showing it to me in the store during why can't I think of the name of that? The thing we were doing? bad card. But I was not impressed anymore, so, you know, I like my Droid.
I love my Droid. My Droid is so hot.
Droid. Of course, mine doesn't say that. I turned that off because that's the first thing I did. You will not be talking to me.
Oh, no. Come on, why not?
I don't want it yelling out Droid does.
All right. You still Grode fans? Actually, I know y'all. I know there's still plenty of y'all that still play. I just don't know anybody personally. Silk Road Online, big update, and premium server to go live tomorrow. Carnival arrives, too much fanfare, and huge celebration. Joymax, a people, I don't care about that. Today revealed that their new premium server for Silk Road Online Genesis will go live tomorrow, November 15th. Yes. To celebrate the launching of their first members-only VIP server, Silk Road Online is also running a giant carnival for all servers, including events for players of every level. Players can head over to joymax.com/Silk Road to register for a Joymax account and jump straight into the game. Introducing the next server, Genesis, for its first month, players will enjoy the Fever of Creation event, where all characters on Genesis will enjoy a boost in EXP, SP, and drop rates. This is in addition to the carnival boost of experience and drop rates, giving a total massive 300% EXP boost and a 200% drop rate bonus. That's awesome. There will also be a variety of GM events running now until December 13th. Players making silk purchases for their characters on Genesis will also receive a lucrative cash shop discount until next month. So now is the perfect time to stock up on all your favorite power items. If that's not enough, the carnival has arrived and is ready to charm players new and old. From now until December 13th, players can enjoy a variety of boosts, activities, sales, and much more. First, during the carnival, there is 100% EXP SP boost. And if that wasn't enough to get players online, there is also an attendance event where players can receive SP scrolls, as well as coveted stat skill reset scrolls. Working towards new equipment, now is the time to upgrade as 12D Alchemy is boosted by 30% through the next month. This is in addition to several drop rate improvements, including 12D magic items in the Dimension of Mirrors inside Jupiter Temple and advanced elixirs from the Tomb of Pharaoh. Need a bigger boost? Astral Immortal Special and Proof Stones are all 25% off. All right, so if you want a link to this, if you have not played, if you want to check out some screenshots, you can head over to GameMatrix.com this morning. Yay, and either Corey's muted or I got dropped.
No, I'm still here. I said it's time for us to take a short respite. And you said yay right on cue, like you heard me. Amazing. I need to heal Ginger and keep the monsters off of her. So while we do that and go to streaming, you guys can go over to GameNatrix.com and check out the screenshots and all the lovely things we put up for you, including that. So this is about the Secret World, which I'm like all kinds of excited about. Woo! And, of course, we're always here 24-7. If you miss us, just click a link. You can listen to, 3-4 years ago, now, 2 weeks ago, whatever you like. And, of course, streaming, we will be available in about, 15 minutes. You'll be able to hear what we have up streaming. I will tell you, for some reason, people aren't buying other games, but social games are doing fantastic. Ginger, are you there?
I'm still there.
Are you still there?
I'm sorry, I was reading about swords and donuts.
Oh, see, y'all have to wait to hear about that.
I would be a nasty cause I got a wonder. No. Get your ass kicked by Girl Monster.
Oh, yeah.
No one in the beach. you got a lock like me. I'm still rocking lock in the death night spree. No one in the BG up the top like me, cause I got more game than
that's
everywhere.
Just death night for OP.
You know what? You're starting to worry me. Are you throwing up Death Knight gang signs over there?
No. I had a Death Knight, but you know, Hunter was where it was at.
You know what? The more I listen to people talk about WoW, the more I realize how much they ripped off EverQuest. Good God. There was a Death Knight in EverQuest, too. I can just rip off a whole game and then
because they're Blizzard and they can do anything they want, including kill their game.
You know what? I think it was that they just came in at the right time, because I think it had been now and EverQuest was doing well and Blizzard came in and did this, they would have skewered them completely. I think.
I agree. They would have.
It'd have been like, Sue, oh, no, you cannot use the name Death Knight. No, you cannot use this. You cannot use that. It's too much like ours. And no. Oh, well.
It is your turn.
Oh, well, let me tell you, even though the physical sales of games, doing bad, but for some reason you all are loving you some social games. There's been a new survey that says there's some explosive, yes, they use the word explosive, growth of social games here and in the UK in the past 18 months. Nearly 120 million of us now play social games weekly. This is an increase of 71%.
I hate that. I've come to the dark side. I have social games.
Oh, wait, it's worse. A quarter of us players have also purchased in-game currency, which is an increase of 86%.
No, I've not gone that far to the dark side.
I have to say I have. What was it I was playing? Bite Me?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I remember that. That vampire game.
Yeah, I bought me some credits because I needed me an extra minion. PopCap's games makers of some of the world's most popular video games today unveiled the results of a survey updating a 2010 report targeting social gamers in the U.S. and U.K. The survey found that 118.5 million of us now play social games at least once a week. Among other results in this new survey, players are now significantly more likely to spend our real hard-earned cash to buy content within social games, with 31 million players having purchased in-game currency. The full report conducted by Information Solutions Group, I'm not going to put it up, but if you specifically want to see the report, let us know. We'll post it up, but otherwise I'm not. Otherwise, you can go over there and check it out yourself. The report, of course, examines play habits, attitudes, regional demographic differences among social gamers, who represents the fastest-growing segment of the video game industry. The social game sector is anticipated to generate $5 billion by the year 2015, according to market research firms Parks and Associates. The survey also found that 30% or 35 million people who now play social games are new to the category since February 10, and that 17% of people who play social games regularly are new to gaming altogether, having never previously played a video game. That's nice. Representing 20 million new gaming consumers. That's more cash. And while the average age of social gamers has gone down from 43 to 39, the average first-time new social gamer is, a 50-year-old woman.
Oh, wow.
Damn straight. The report also uncovered regional differences in attitudes about cheating in social games, finding UK social gamers 11%.
Why would you cheat in a social game?
I got to say, we don't think of it as cheating, but we do. We have two people on Facebook, and we give ourselves.
That is true. All right.
We don't have room to talk. There's no law that says we can't. Of course, UK social gamers, 11% cheat at a higher rate than us U.S. gamers. Deeper insight into social gamers' attitudes and habits surrounding cheating will be provided in a separate upcoming report. There's some other key findings that they wanted to mention. 81 million people of social gamers play their social game at least once a day. That's about 68% of us. 49 million people play social games multiple times a day. That would be us here. 33% of social gamers Gamers who played games on other platforms prior to playing social games reported spending less time playing games on other platforms. Female social gamers outnumber men 55% to 45%. The percentage of social gamers under the age of 30 jumped from 19% to 30%. 20% of all social gamers in the U.S. are over 60. compared to 7% in the UK. And also, social gaming is a newer phenomenon in the UK, where only 30% of social gamers have played for 2 years or more versus 51% here in the US. Wow. I do love that 50-year-old woman. You, come on, girls.
Yes, we need
you guys on our side, some of you. Mm-hmm. Not you, Oprah. Okay, so...
Not you, Oprah.
We don't want you. I've been mad at her since I was like 19, and I can hold a grudge forever.
Apparently. Poor
and the day I get to meet her, and I will, the first thing out of my mouth is going to be, it's nice to meet you, Miss Winfrey. By the way, let's talk about that show you had back in. I am mad at you, and I've been mad. We need to squash this right here and now, Oprah.
Get her, Corey.
You know, y'all are going to be trying to pull me away from her because your bodyguards are going to be like, you're too close to Miss Winfrey, because I'm going to be all in the face, the finger.
Not the finger.
Yes, hand on the hip, the whole neck pop.
It's gonna be hot. I'm gonna be there with the camcorder.
Yeah, you do that. Put it on YouTube.
Hell yeah. All right. Yeah, the day Corey disappeared. All right. So Fossil Fighters Champions for Nintendo DS packs a prehistoric punch. As consumers dig into their holiday shopping season, which I'm dreading, they can discover a way to dig for fascinating fossils and encounter some extraordinary virtual creatures. The Fossil Fighters Champions game launches today exclusively for the Nintendo DS family of handheld systems. The game asks players to use precision to clean ancient fossils, skill to assemble fantasy teams of revived dinosaurs called Vivasaurs, and strategy to battle those Vivasaurs in a grand tournament. Fossil Fighters Champions turns players of all ages into budding paleontologists, says Scott Moffitt, Nintendo of America's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Up to 4 players can dig in and have fun. Fossil Fighters Champions requires players to excavate and carefully clean ancient dinosaur fossils using the Nintendo DS stylus as a hammer and drill. The more effectively the fossils are cleaned, the more powerful the resulting revived Vivasaurs will be in battle. Giant fossil rocks containing complete dinosaur fossils and two-sided fossil rocks are new to the franchise. Players can discover more than 140 Vivasaurs. By finding rare golden fossils, they can even transform certain Vivasaurs into powerful new super evolver forms. Once players have successfully cleaned a fossil skull, they can revive a Vivasaur and prepare it for battle. Players then command a team of 3 Vivasaurs in turn-based battles using their Vivasaur's unique skills and special attacks. Players can also rotate their Vivasaur formations during battle to give them an edge over opponents. The game contains a number of wireless features as well. Players can compete in matchmaking battles or upload their best team to see how it fares against others. Players with broadband internet access can also use Nintendo Wi-Fi connection to download additional Vivasaurs and events that offer unique challenges and surprises, including a number of Vivasaurs that cannot be found anywhere else in the game. Using DS Download Play, one player who has the game can connect wirelessly with up to 3 other Nintendo DS owners within range and cooperate to expertly clean fossils together.
Aww,
all right, so
that's
the link
nice.
And one. Yes. If you want the link and all that fun stuff, you got to go over to GameMatrix.com this morning. I have it up for you.
All right, there is a free MMO called Lords that's out for iOS. I think I found maybe it wasn't. It was something else. Or maybe they borrowed it. I don't really know. But it's out. And the only reason I'm mentioning it is because it was made in Dallas, Texas, baby. Okay, so Trinix, that's right. Trinix is pleased to announce the release and immediate worldwide availability of their first title for iPhone and iPod Touch called Lords. Lords is a free MMORPG in which players get a chance to climb their way to becoming a wealthy lord with land, armies, and subjects under their command. A player's heroic journey begins in the Middle Ages, working for a land-owning lord as a knight, peasant, courtesan, or spy. There are plenty of quests to complete along the way. After buying your first piece of land, players can then elevate themselves to the status of lord and get access to a new world of options. Players have an array of strategic options they can use to succeed in the ambitious world of lords. They have an opportunity to play as a variety of characters, such as the Duke, the Baron, the Marquis, They can then raise armies, build fortresses, hire real players, like your friends that have that iPhone, you know, they're not doing anything with. It'll get them to use it. They can make alliances against rival lords, experience a true market economy, and more. Lords is a great mixture of a quest and kingdom-building game that delivers an ample amount of depth and realism, perfectly suiting fans for both strategy and role-playing games. Being huge fans of the most of the role-playing strategy games out on app stores ourselves, we found that gameplay tends to get either too easy or too repetitive after a month or two, so we decided to create an MMORPG for the iPhone that was easy to pick up and play right away, but still had an increasing amount of depth and realism that's unlike anything else out there. Our overwhelmingly positive feedback tells us we've accomplished just that, and that's Nathan Bailey, who's the co-founder of Trinix. Again, you do have to have iOS 4.0 or later. It does take up about 18 megabytes, which is about the size of the one I was trying to play over the weekend, and I ran out of space on my phone. I think I downloaded, like, apps while I was sleeping, and I had to delete them. Again, Lords right now is free, exclusively through the App Store. Yeah, is it on? I can't play it on my iPad. I want to play.
Sorry.
But let me tell you about Trinix. It is located in Dallas, Texas. They were founded by two programmers and a designer who shared a passion for creating immersive and rewarding games. Their drive for building games with deep interaction and meaningful multiplayer experiences is the force behind their first title, Lords. congratulations, guys. Very, very proud that you're a Texan.
Yeah.
And that reminds me, I told you guys last week, I'm going to keep harping on this, you need to go and play Zombie Apocalypse Outbreak and click on the guy's ad if you want to save the game. I found another use for it. Got stuck in the line Friday at Walmart returning something and decided to turn on the game and found out somebody else in the Walmart was playing with me. And they
that
were a zombie.
Cool.
They were a zombie, though, and I'm not.
Uh-oh.
And also, the Walmart is apparently a place where you pick up supplies. And then there was another zombie, whoever that was a couple of miles up the road, whoever this person was. And once I came online, I could see them driving towards me. Or
oh,
maybe they're driving or walking. But I'm in the line, like, oh, come on, I got to get out of this line.
That is awesome.
Is that not just, oh, that's good gameplay right there. I don't know who it was in Walmart, but and apparently it took them a minute to figure out where I was, because by the time they tried to come in towards the front of the store, I was out and in the car. Like, I got to go.
I gotta go now.
I forgot to get my supplies. I was trying to go. I turned it on because I was like, oh, I think I'm at a supply point. I need to get some stuff to fortify my home base. And, oh, there's an infected in the store. Damn it! Run!
Okay. Run away!
That's good gaming right there. I love that.
That is awesome.
So make sure you download it. Make sure you click his ads. He needs the revenue so that he can stay online. And it's really fun. That's the first time I encountered anybody else. I could see people around me whenever I log in. Another fun one is I think it's called Crime Lords or whatever, and they're doing very well, but they sent out updates. So now I'm getting updates on my phone. So when I got up this morning, the first thing I saw this morning, guys, was, Kim and Atrix, you have been shot by 8212 at the Phillips 66 gas station. And I was like,
oh, no.
I was at the Phillips 66 gas station. Is that far? So apparently when I was there, somebody, whoever runs that area as the crime lord, shot me. Get out of my turf, blam. They made friends with me. So if you're listening, hi, I saw your alert this morning. Stop shooting me. We're friends now. Please don't shoot me.
Please don't shoot me.
Can I sell my drugs at the Phillips 66 now?
Oh, my God. I sell my drugs there.
It's crime lords. It is a crime game. Rated M for mature, it should be anyway. All right. You know what? I have talked through our time. Ginger, so if you had another story, they're going to have to wait till tomorrow.
I don't.
She said, I don't. That's good.
We're done.
All right, so guys, we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Remember, you get us twice. Pixanistas tomorrow.
Yay.
Woo. Now I'll be uploading some pictures later. We like to keep y'all guessing until right before. Actually, I won't be uploading them until tomorrow, actually, right after the news tomorrow, so you get to see what we have coming for the night. I'm in love with this store, got to tell you.
Very nice.
Delicious.
I'll have to show you this. Store. I found some hairs. It's just beautiful.
You're going to have to hold off because I got to go up the road. I think I need to get some supplies from I need to get me some supplies because I think there's some zombies around me today. I don't know. Let me check my phone. Well, no, but somebody did just shoot me. So, yeah, that was fun. You guys tomorrow.
Hello. Later, boys and girls. Again. Friend of a friend. I knew you were. I come and go.
again.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!